Today we celebrate the Feast of the Annunciation. The Annunciation, of course, we remember the angel announces to Mary the will of God, that she is called to be the mother of the Son of the Most High, the mother of the Son of God. And so we celebrate this feast exactly 9 months before the birth of Christ, December 25th. So we celebrate 9 months, the conception of our Lord, which is not the Immaculate Conception, which is sometimes confused, but is the miraculous conception, come about by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so it was God's will that his Son be born of a woman. He could have done it a different way. He could have brought the second Adam, Jesus Christ, into the world as he brought the first Adam. That is, he could have formed him from the slime of the earth. But instead, he desired that he be born of a woman, as St. Paul tells us in the letter to the Galatians. And we see that it's fitting that God willed that it come about this way, because it does, in fact, parallel that incident that we see with the first woman, Eve, in the book of Genesis. It is Eve who is announced to by the fallen angel, Satan, and because of her lack of faith, her disbelief in what God had said, that is, that if she eat of the forbidden fruit, she would die, because of her disbelief and then her subsequent disobedience, she cooperates with the first Adam in the fall of the human race. So there's a parallel, because here at the Annunciation we have the second Eve, the Immaculate Virgin Mary, who is announced to not by a fallen angel, but the Archangel Gabriel. And unlike Eve, Mary, with respect to the words of the angel, and with respect to God, she believes, she has faith, as Elizabeth praised her for her faith. Blessed is she who believed. And so Our Lady believed and then subsequently obeyed. Contrary to Eve's disobedience, Mary shows us obedience, the obedience of faith. And because of her obedience is initiated the redemption of the human race. And so she cooperates with the second Adam in the redemption of the human race. She is co-redemptrix. And we see in Mary a model of humility and docility for all of us. God looked upon the humility of his handmaid, and for this reason he exalted her and gave her, as Saint Bonaventure says, the greatest dignity that God could confer to a creature, exalting her to be the mother of God, bringing her into the order of the hypostatic union. And we see her docility to the words of the angel, to the will of God, be it done unto me according to thy word. However God wants it, let it be that way. And as a result of her humility and docility, she bears fruit. And now Our Lady, because she is immaculate, because she is perfect, and because she is full of grace, the fruit that she bears is infinite. The fruit that she bears because of her humility, docility, and cooperation with God's plan and with his grace bears infinite fruit in the incarnation, in bringing about the incarnation of the Son of God. And so, as a model for us, if we too can be humble in the sight of God and draw down his grace upon us, if we can be docile and obedient for all that God wills for us and plans for our lives, then we too can bear spiritual fruit for the glory of God and for the salvation of souls. May Our Lady grant us this grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
You are